This time, the Castle Rock Liquor Authority is in session, December the 23rd. Matter comes on today for a entertainment license application. Before we get started with the actual hearing, the secretary of the authority has a few introductory comments to read into the record.
Thank you, Judge Grash. The application for a new entertainment facility liquor license from American Multi Cinema Incorporated, doing business as AMC Castle Rock 12, located at 3960 Limelight Avenue. The members of American Multi Cinema Incorporated are AMC Entertainment Holdings Incorporated, Adam Aaron, Daniel Ellis, Kevin Connor, Sean Goodman. The operating manager that will oversee the day-to-day operations of the business is Christopher Eldridge, who is present here today. The application for the new entertainment facility license was submitted to the town clerk's office on November 20th, 2024. Fingerprints were completed by the applicant manager and were approved as a master file with the state authority. The application was submitted to the state for their approval on November 20th, 2024. In accordance with state law, the property was posted with a public hearing notice on December 12th, 2024, and a public hearing notice was published in the Douglas County News Press on December 12th, 2024. Town staff has reviewed all documents required to apply for a license and has found them to be complete and in compliance with state statute, liquor regulations, and town code. Petitions reflecting the needs and desires of the neighborhood that includes adult inhabitants and businesses within a one-mile radius of the premises have been submitted, and 91% of those questioned favor issuance of the license. The applicant will continue to work with the town to ensure compliance with town code and requirements to obtain a certificate of occupancy. In this case, it is just zoning requirements if those have been met. A stocking permit may be obtained after state and town approval if needed to allow the operating manager to order liquor and stock the premise. If town and state approval is obtained, the liquor license will be issued upon the receipt of that certificate. Staff has no objection to the approval of the application for a new entertainment facility license.
Thank you, Lisa. The petition was completed and circulated to residents and businesses within a one-mile radius from the premise. Are there any objections to the boundaries of the neighborhood as set by the authority?
No, Your Honor.
No objections being present or filed with the hearing department. I hereby enter the application packet into the record of this hearing. And counsel, would you enter your appearance and name your witness?
Yes, Your Honor. Good morning. My name is Lauren Brown. My registration number is 34837. With me this morning is Chris Eldridge. He is the general manager for AMC Castle Rock 12. And then on the phone, we also have Scott Stepsitz, who is in charge of beverages at AMC at the corporate level. And I'm sure I butchered his title, but we'll get it here in a sec.
And who do you desire to call as your first witness?
I'll call Mr. Stepsitz.
And Mr. Fiskus, do you solemnly swear or affirm under penalties of perjury that the testimony and evidence you shall give to the state is true and accurate to the best of your understanding, knowledge, and belief?
Are you able to hear the judge? Scott?
I'm sorry, I had my phone on mute. I was answering. Sorry about that.
And while I thought right. could you spell your last name for me, please?
Yes, it's S-T-I, P as in Paul, S as in Sam, I, T as in Tom, S as in Sam.
Thank you very much.
To the question previously, I do.
You may inquire of the witness, sir.
Thank you. And again, Scott, can you introduce yourself?
Hi, good morning. My name is Scott Stepsitz. I am the director of food and beverage operations for AMC Theaters. And really appreciate you taking the time today to talk to us.
Okay. And what's your professional address?
My professional address? Is that what you said?
Yes, with AMC Theaters.
11500 Knoll Avenue, Leawood, Kansas, 66211.
How long have you been with AMC Theaters?
I've been with AMC Theaters for a little over 31 years.
Okay. How long in your present role?
About 14.
Okay. And in the last 14 years, are you the person who's overseen liquor licensing and food and beverage controls within AMC Theater?
Yes, I have been.
Okay. I want to talk to you a little bit about this particular license that we're seeking today. And I've got the slideshow packet in front of me and everyone else though, so they can follow along. But the first question I have is, I understand that the bar is called MacGuffin's. Is that a special term? Does that mean something?
Well, MacGuffin's is actually a film term. It was coined by Alfred Hitchcock, and it is it's an object, an inanimate object that is central to the story of a movie. So one of the best examples is the Maltese Falcon in the movie Maltese Falcon.
Got it. So I want to talk about the shift from having a theater that does not have alcohol over to wanting to have that as a complement to the services. What's the thought process behind AMC moving toward having alcohol in theaters?
Well, it's a response to competition. And especially coming out of the pandemic, as an industry, theater companies have had to try and find ways to attract guests back to the movies, and more specifically, try and find ways to attract adults back to the movies. So we've done that a number of different ways with, better projection. Food and beverage amenities like Coca-Cola Freestyle or the ability to order your food before you ever get to the theater through mobile ordering and expanding our menus, which includes alcohol service.
Okay. And we're still on page one of that slide. So is this a critical strategy for AMC to continue to have alcohol in theaters?
100%. As we look at growth, as a company, for example, with new builds, that is a key component to the business model that we have to make in order to build a new theater, for example.
Right. And so when we talk about, assuming part of this is keeping up with the competition and we're competing with other purveyors like the Alamo Draft Houses and things like that, but Is the thought that you're also competing with the home entertainment system?
100%. The technology and the ability to enjoy a film with other folks in an auditorium is certainly a competitive advantage to us. But the ability that guests have watching a movie on streaming is that they can go to the refrigerator and enjoy a beverage that they typically have in their own homes. So we want to make sure that we are able to offer anything a guest may be able to get in their own home.
Okay, and then turning over to page three, there's a graphic here that you've provided about the age of moviegoers. Can you talk a little bit more about why that's important?
Well, it's important, one, as a competitive advantage, because we know our competitors, like you mentioned earlier, the Studio Movie Grill, we know that they're offering alcohol in their experience, with more than 65 or almost 65% of moviegoers being 21 or older. It's a key menu item that we know from guest feedback is something that they're looking for as they're choosing where they're going to go see movies.
Very good. And, speaking generally about, keeping up with the competition, but also just industry experience, if we look at page four, does that give us an explanation of, the extent of AMC's liquor operations throughout the country?
For sure. The slide on page four shows you how aggressively we've grown this business, I would say, over the last 15 years. To the point where now over 50% of our theaters offer adult beverage options. I'm extremely proud to have been a part, really, of the growth of it in our Colorado locations. Colorado is one of the larger markets for AMC theaters, and so I've enjoyed spending a lot of time working to develop this business plan.
And I know it's here on the graphic, but how many theaters does AMC have in Colorado that serve alcohol?
We've got a total of 12 theaters in Colorado selling alcohol.
Okay, so this would be Lucky 13.
This would, Lucky 13.
Okay, and I want to move on to kind of look together slides 6 and 7. I want to talk about the food offerings, because, you know, when I think of going to theater, I think Junior Mints and popcorn, but it seems to me that the food offerings are a little bit more robust.
They are, for sure, and that's two different reasons. One is we want to make sure we're offering a large variety of food options for our guests. But the other is to ensure that we have meal replacement or meal type of options. So slide 5 kind of gives you a good example of that, where, you know, we're offering things that you would see in a restaurant or a tavern, where you're getting sliders or a fairly robust flatbread pizza, chicken tenders, things like that, but then also even larger format snacks, that large pretzel you see pictured on that menu is the size of a car steering wheel. So it's really to ensure that we're offering a more robust menu than just what you typically think at a movie theater with candy and popcorn.
And AMC also offers combo meals, as we see on page 6, where you can order burgers and fries and drinks together as a meal.
Yes, very important to us for our guests to be able to easily bundle products.
Okay.
To make a full meal.
And can you describe a little bit more on how these meals are prepared?
Well, so we prepare our food very similar to a restaurant kitchen. We just use technology that cooks food maybe a little bit faster, and then also caters to a cooking staff that's not quite as developed as a full-fledged restaurant would have. So we use a rapid cook oven, and then we use fryers, very similar to any restaurant. So when you look at the sliders, for example, or the flatbread pizza, those are cooked in a rapid cook oven. Things like fries and chicken tenders are fried, very similar to any other restaurant.
Okay. I want to move on to the slide 7, just talking generally about the drinks. I understand a lot of the AMC theaters in Colorado now have a standalone bar, the MacGuffin's, but I understand this concept will be a little bit different with the drinks in the concession area that are controlled by the employees. Can you talk about, you know, how the drinks will be offered and provided?
Yes, and that is correct. So this would not necessarily be a freestanding area outside of the concession stand. This would be our MacGuffin's menu that we serve in the concession space. So that means we're not mixing custom drinks. So as you would think in a bar, if you drank rum and coke where a bartender was mixing that in front of you, this would be bottled canned beverages that an of age associate would serve to the guest after obviously checking ID. And it also helps to ensure that there's a differentiated product. So the guest can either consume directly from the vessel via a Sam Adams can, or we give them a cup that is a different cup set than the rest of our beverages are served.
Very good. Moving on to the next slide, I want to talk really a little bit more about training and alcohol control. But first, How does AMC train its employees about the safe handling and service of alcohol?
Well, we have a few different things, and this is probably something that it's the biggest area of focus that we have had over the years as we have pursued alcoholic beverages in our theaters. We take that responsibility extremely seriously. So we've developed a comprehensive program to ensure that we execute it properly. So from a training standpoint, we do a couple of things. We have our internal training on how to execute alcoholic service, but then we also, of course, do third-party training, TIPS training, or whatever the local jurisdiction requires for responsible service of alcohol.
And then, aside from the internal training and the TIPS, does AMC also do mystery shoppers to assure compliance?
We do. We do third-party mystery shoppers that are not only testing to make sure that our associates are checking for IDs, but they're also checking to make sure that we are executing the service of that alcohol properly.
Okay. Can anyone come in off the street and order a drink from a MacGuffin's?
No, this would be a ticketed guest someone.
Okay. So I have it's not a bar where you just go hang out and have drinks.
No, you're gonna have to buy a ticket, and it's also not a bar experience that people may be familiar with other restaurants or alcohol service locations. We don't do happy hours. We don't do discounted alcohol ever. And if you've ever been to a movie theater and know what I charge for 140 ounces of popcorn, our alcoholic beverages are similarly priced, probably more in line with Mile High Stadium than you would see at your local restaurant.
Okay, and is that by design to have the drink prices higher?
It is, for sure. There's a couple of things at play there. One, that's just kind of fits the pricing model that movie theaters have. But the other thing is, when you look at our alcohol service, on average per patron that takes advantage of our adult beverages, we average 1.2 drinks per guest that goes to or takes advantage of a MacGuffin's. And the main reason for that is, once a guest goes into their movie, they don't want to come out and order a second drink. So because they don't want to miss their movie. So we have to make sure that we price that beverage in such a way to take advantage of the one opportunity that we have for the guest.
Understood. Let's focus a little bit on the ID policy. What is the ID policy for AMC Theater?
So the ID policy, from a training standpoint, we tell our associates that if a guest looks younger than your grandparents, you need to check that ID.
Okay. And a moment ago, you hit on the different cups. You talk about alcoholic beverages being served in cans or containers. But if they want to pour it into a cup, it's into a different vessel. Can you describe for me, that's what we see on page 9?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, good example on page 9.
Why the difference? Excuse me. Why the different cups?
Yeah, the critical thing about the differentiation of the cups, that is, all of our alcoholic beverages are served in a clear cup. We want to be able to see the beverage that's in the cup.
And so, seems like a funny question, but when I'm in a theater, I really can't see all that well. How are AMC employees able to monitor the theater and distinguish the cups versus a big Coke cup to this smaller clear cup?
Well, especially in an auditorium, I don't want to say that we can see in the dark, but that's essentially what I'm describing. When you are sitting watching a movie as a guest, you've got 30,000 watts of light coming from behind your head, illuminating a large screen in the auditorium. As an associate of AMC, we train our crew to be able to utilize that ambient light coming from the projector, because it actually creates a brighter environment than you think in the auditorium. And you can very clearly see the cups or anything else that a guest may be enjoying in the theater. It's one of the tools actually that we use to fight piracy, which is still a huge challenge in our industry. Is the ability to walk an auditorium and be able to clearly see what guests are doing, and even be able to see from the projection booth down into the auditorium.
Okay. So if I'm one of the AMC associates charged with monitoring, making sure people aren't passing alcohol to minors, if I've got my back to the screen and I'm facing the auditorium, do I essentially have a 35,000 watt flashlight at my back lighting everybody up?
Pretty much. It's much brighter than you think, for sure.
Okay. One moment while I check my notes, Your Honor.
Certainly.
Just briefly, what does the AMC require for point of sale controls? I go up to the counter, I order a beer. Are there any date reminders on the point of sale or on the counter, anything like that, that helps associates know what the right age is for purchase of alcohol?
Yes, we provide stickers for every point of sale. That is a reminder of today's date and the year that would equate to a guest being of age.
Okay, thank you. I don't think I have any other questions for you, sir.
And I have no questions for this witness.
Okay, and then I have just a couple brief questions for Mr. Eldridge, who will be the registered manager, if that's okay, Your Honor.
And sir, do you solemnly swear or affirm under penalties of perjury that the testimony and evidence you shall give to the state is true and accurate to the best of your understanding, knowledge, and belief?
I do.
Please state your name and spell your last name for purposes of the record, Mr. Eldridge.
It's Christopher James Eldridge, spelled E-L-D-R-I-D-G-E.
Thank you, sir. You may inquire, Lauren.
What's your professional address?
39661 Limelight Avenue.
Okay, and that's AMC Castle Rock 12?
Correct.
How long have you been with AMC?
20 plus years.
Okay. How long have you worked as a manager?
As a manager, 16 plus years.
Okay. Have you worked at other AMCs in Colorado that have alcohol?
Yes, I have.
Okay. While working in those theaters, were you ever the registered manager?
Yes, I was.
Okay. So, I know this is an obvious question, but I assume that you're familiar with supervising people serving alcohol inside an AMC theater?
Yes, I am.
Okay. The program that Scott just went through with us, is that something that's kind of part of your DNA now?
It's part of the culture of AMC, whenever you sell alcohol.
Okay. Couple technical questions. There was a sign that was posted advertising this hearing. Has that remained up through and including right now?
Yes, it is.
Okay. From the time of posting until now?
Yes, it is.
Will there be signs at the exits telling alcohol or telling customers where the alcohol boundaries are?
Yes, there will be.
Okay. Is that at every single exit?
It will be at every single exit.
Okay. Does AMC normally partner with local law enforcement to, you know, work with them on alcohol-related issues?
Yes.
Okay. And what happens, what does AMC do if there's a disturbance on the premises?
Obviously, you want to try to break it up, and obviously, you want to call the police to get involved, too. So
every time?
Every time when it's involved alcohol, yeah.
Okay. So, and even if it's not, yeah. You still have to call?
Yeah, if there's a disturbance in the theater, sometimes you have to call the police to resolve the issue, so.
Very good. I don't have any other questions. Thank you.
Mr. Ellis, what steps will you be taking to maintain the security of the alcohol when the shows are not being presented?
It will be secured. It will be locked in a secure room with a camera. And when no one's in the building, that alcohol will also be locked too.
Thank you.
Are those cameras trained at the bar area the whole time?
Yes.
That's the only question I had for Mr. Ellis. Now, I've also had an opportunity to review in the packet, and I see that there was a survey done of the local area for purposes of the needs of the community. Do you have any witness to testify on that, or are you just offering that as an offer of proof since there's no one here objecting to the hearing?
Yes, Your Honor, we would be offering that as an exhibit and substantive proof of the needs and desires, not of the local inhabitants, demonstrating very clearly that the existing outlets are not meeting the needs and desires of the local inhabitants, that they do desire liquor license at this location.
Any other witnesses to call to testify?
No, Your Honor, thank you.
This time, the hearing officer has heard the testimony. I've had an opportunity to look through the packet. I am also very familiar with the AMC Castle Rock 12, as I live in the Meadows, and that's the theater I've been going to since the day it opened. And I think it would be an appropriate use. I am familiar from my children that how many theaters now have alcohol service, and that one of the complaints that they had had in the past was that the local theater hadn't gotten to that stage yet. Now I'll be able to tell them that it'll only be a short while before alcohol service will start at the AMC 12. That the applicants, by the background checks that were in the hearing filing, the petition, indicate that the applicants are of a good fit and proper moral character, that the inhabitants of the neighborhood desire the license to be granted from the survey that was filed with the hearing department, that the license will meet the reasonable requirements of the neighborhood, and that all state and town license requirements have been met. And based upon these findings, the authority approves the issuance of an entertainment facility liquor license to American Multi Cinema Inc. upon state approval and issuance of a certificate of occupancy. The authority secretary has a few other comments to make.
Yes, as soon as we receive the, we will sign this application, forward it to the state, and as soon as we receive the approval from the state, which should be any time now, we will issue the license, assuming that all of your obligations with the town have been met as far as any zoning issues that they might have or building issues.
Great.
Okay. Yeah, thank you very much. And if you have any needs before then, be sure and reach out.
We will. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
A small little trivia.